Today, the Clinton administration demonstrated its commitment to improved U.S.-China relations by welcoming Chinese Defense Minister Chur Hao-tien to Washington. This is the first time the People's Republic of China has sent such a high-level military delegation to the U.S. The trip is remarkable in that just 6 months ago, the United States and China were engaged in a tense military standoff in the Straits of Taiwan. It's also controversial because of the defense minister's resume. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
U.S. officials from the White House to the State and Defense Departments characterized this visit by General Chur Hao-tien as a valuable opportunity to reduce tension and address dangerous issues, arms proliferation, stability on the Korean Peninsula, and Taiwan. Defense Secretary William Perry struck that theme again this morning as he welcomed his Chinese counterpart outside the Pentagon.
These visits will serve a very useful function as confidence-building measures. They allow our two militaries to gain better understanding and respect for each other. This is very important to prevent either side from taking actions based on misunderstanding or miscalculations.
The Clinton administration says talking to China is the key to avoiding crises like the one last spring, those tense days in which the U.S. deployed warships as China conducted missile tests in the waters off Taiwan. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, is a frequent critic of administration China policy on grounds of human rights. She says dialogue with China is one thing, welcoming General Chur Hao-tien quite another.
Yes, I think we should communicate. It's mutually beneficial to both countries. We do not have to do it by spreading out a red carpet to the person who was in operational control of the massacre in Tiananmen Square.
In 1989, General Chur Hao-tien, currently China's defense minister, was general chief of staff when Chinese troops opened fire on unarmed demonstrators, killing hundreds of people. This morning, the Defense Department received General Chur with flags flying, anthems playing, cannon firing over the Potomac. In short, full military honors. Pentagon officials say a full honors reception is customary for defense ministers. Intelligence sources point out that it was not General Chur's decision to open fire on those demonstrators 7 years ago. That decision was made at the highest levels of the Chinese government. Banning Garrett is a consultant on Chinese military affairs. He says it's really a non-issue, that there's far more at stake between the U.S. and China than events in Beijing in 1989.
Chur Hao-tien is not invited because of the role he played in 1989. He's invited because of his position in the Chinese government as the defense minister.
Garrett says that according General Chur, full military honors was unavoidable, especially given the fact that China gave Defense Secretary Perry similar honors on his visit to Beijing in 1994.
We're showing our respect for the country of China, for the importance that we attach to the relationship, and I don't think that it's any effort to try to endorse the particular activities of the individual that came, but rather the nature of the relationship between the two countries. I also think that if we had not agreed to the high-level treatment of Chur Hao-tien, that I don't know that this visit would even happen. The Chinese would see it as very insulting.
Congresswoman Pelosi says it's not just today's ceremonial welcome that so disturbs her. She wants to know why the unclassified biography of General Chur, prepared by the CIA for members of Congress and other officials, makes no mention of the 89 massacre. In point of fact, the next-to-last paragraph does mention that Chur Hao-tien became chief of staff in 1987 and held the post until he became defense minister. Intelligence sources say the information is there, albeit not spelled out in plain language. Congresswoman Pelosi is not satisfied.
The very idea that the CIA would hand out an incomplete biography, I think, is indicative of the policy of the Clinton administration to make this visit appear as benign as possible.
The administration's reception of General Chi Hao-tien was bound to be provocative, especially in Congress, which has pressured the White House for some time to take a tougher stance toward China on human rights. But administration officials say that allowing one issue to dominate the U.S.-China relationship, as human rights did in the past, is dangerous. The result last spring was warships near Taiwan. No one wants to repeat that experience, so today, President Clinton received China's defense minister at the White House. I'm Vicki O'Hara in Washington.